merchant selling sunglasses. The merchant's booth was busy because it was such a sunny day. Many people crowded around the little stand. Everyone bumped into each other and talked about how excited they were to explore the flats. When the Aldens were finally at the front of the line, Grandfather bought a pair for himself and for each of his grandchildren.
"Oh, that's much better," said Jesse, putting on the sunglasses.
"The salt is reflecting so much light," Henry agreed. "The sunglasses seller has the right idea."
With the sunglasses on, they were finally able to look around. The salt flat was a huge stretch of land, entirely covered in pure white salt. It stretched into the distance on all sides of the road. Some parts were smooth, and others were cracked and rippled from the sun. Under the clear blue sky, it was breathtaking.
"It really does look like snow," Violet said as they walked out onto the salt.
Benny reached down to touch it. The raw salt felt hard and light, like table salt, but the crystals were much bigger.
"Can we eat it?"
Benny asked.
"It's just salt, right?"
"Well, you could, but someone might have walked on it already,"
Grandfather said with a wink. Well, that didn't bother Benny. Who knew when he would have another chance to eat natural salt? He picked up a cluster and tasted it.
"So, how is it?"
Jesse asked.
"Salty,"
Benny said, and they all laughed. Henry checked his watch.
"I'm surprised we haven't heard from a Redimus agent yet," he said.
Jesse frowned.
"Do you think something's wrong?"
"I don't know," Henry said. "We already thought the last message delivery was strange. And there was the problem of meeting up with Grandfather at the airport. Then we spent all the time to come out here, but no one's come to find us."
"Maybe we got tricked,"
Benny suggested. He didn't sound too disappointed. Even if they had been tricked, they still had gotten to visit Salinas Grandes and eat natural salt. Violet sighed.
"Mr. Gannett must have realized that we know he's the spy by now. He even tried to come out with us this morning. Do you think the messenger at the airport was a spy?"
"But the envelope had the owl sticker," Benny said.
Jesse took the envelope out of her backpack and looked at it again.
"Yes, but Mr. Gannett has seen other Redimus envelopes," she said. "It wouldn't be difficult for him to find an owl sticker and put it on there just to make us think it was real. Plus, now that I look at it closer, the sticker doesn't look as neat as the ones we usually see on the envelopes,"
Violet said. Henry looked down at his watch to check how long they'd been waiting. When he did, he noticed the snap on his camera bag was dangling open. With his heart racing, Henry opened the case and looked inside.
"Oh, no!" he cried. "The Redimus box is gone! When could this have happened?"
"It must have been while we were waiting to buy sunglasses," Jesse said. "It was so bright we could hardly see anything, and there were so many people."
"Is Anna here?"
Benny asked, looking around. Since buying sunglasses, most of the visitors had scattered and were wandering around and exploring. The five Aldens scanned the area. It was Violet who caught sight of a woman with a blonde ponytail walking swiftly up the road to where the cars were parked. She was carrying something in one hand.
"There she is,"
Violet said, pointing.
"If she makes it to her car, she'll get away."
The children broke into a sprint. It wasn't easy to run on the hard salt. Benny had shorter legs than everyone, and Violet slowed down so she wouldn't trip. Jesse and Henry kept running, but Jesse was carrying her laptop in her backpack.
"Don't worry, Jesse," Henry said. "I'll get to her before she gets to her car."
"Be careful,"
Jesse called, slowing down and leaning on her knees. Henry was a strong runner. In fact, that was how he had first met Grandfather, before he had known who his grandfather was. Once a year, Grandfather put on a free-for-all race, and one day Henry had decided to enter and had won. Now, as he ran against the clock to beat Anna Argent to her car and save the last Redimus artifact, he remembered that day. Behind him, he heard Grandfather and his siblings cheering him on.
"All right, Henry!"
they cried.
"You can do it!"
"That's my boy,"
Grandfather shouted. The salt crackled and flew up under Henry's shoes as he dashed onward, racing to catch up with Anna Argent. When he got closer, she...